Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark is not here today. And here to talk to me about a cemetery tour, a very special cemetery tour, are Audrey Kelly and Linda Benson. And what's so special about this, Audrey?
This is special because it's excerpts from the past John McGoy history tours, but we have taken them, and Linda Benson, who has storytelling talents, has helped us take the excerpts and make little stories out of each of the grave sites that we'll be visiting. They are taken from past tours, so people may recognize the tale, but the story makes it a little more fun. We're in costume. And it's a self-guided walk through the cemetery.
And as I understand it, Linda, you're putting an actor on several graves, the most interesting ones?
10 actors at 10 grave sites. And we've tried to match the actor with the character a little bit, the character that of whom he's talking. So we probably didn't get the ages quite right, but then maybe when you die, you are in some indeterminate age.
And why would you, I mean, the people after all went through all of these ages before they died.
That's right.
So you just have each person at one of the many ages they were during
yes,
their lifetime.
That's right.
Interesting. And I haven't taken the cemetery tour. I've always meant to, but it's one of those things that just never gets done. It's like if you're a New Yorker, you never get to the out to the Statue of Liberty. You have to wait till you've moved away and then come back and do it. But, and I think it's the same way with a cemetery tour. So who are some of these people?
These are some of the favorite people that we've done before, and we're going to do Jeannie Lawrence, of course. Linda is doing Mary Smith, and that's one of my favorite characters from the tour. Her story is very tragic. The stories range from tender to tragic to horrific, and we have quite a variety of stories happening. Corinne Green, Ada Blackjack. We're talking about the blue whale jawbones.
Several murders.
We don't want to give away the stories, but I told the story of Jeannie and Sidney Lawrence many times at the John McGoy Solstice History Tour. And I have to say, because I had to talk about both Sidney and Jeannie, there were little things about Jeannie that I never got to mention. So there will be a couple of new little things that people will learn.
Well, that's good. Another one I think you're doing a very famous madam, as I understand it.
Corinne Green. Yes.
I didn't remember her name. Was this woman black?
Yes.
I knew her.
Oh, my.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Missy Williams, who I think is a darling little actress in town, is going to do Corinne Green, and I hope with her usual flair. Must have been quite a lady, because she became respectable later, as if you've done some historical research out west, often happened. They forgot their past or hoped others would and became quite respectable women.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with my guests, Audrey Kelly and Linda Benson. We're talking about a very wonderful and special cemetery tour, which is going to happen, I think, tonight.
Yes.
Starting at 7. And why don't you tell me a little about how people get there and what they do when they get there? And they can come anytime, right?
Yes, it's self-guided. So you don't all need to flock in the gate at 7 o'clock. It's on-street parking, that Cordova Street entrance, so you will have to do street parking. Come in, the lady will give you a map. You will be greeted by one of the characters, Vining Woodard, and directed where to go. And you go wandering around the cemetery at your own leisure. stopping off at graves which have been marked with flags and listening to the actor tell about himself or herself.
And if the, and it can be very beautiful over there. If the rain is just stopped, you can have the best rainbows in Anchorage are right from the cemetery.
Oh, really? Well, let us hope.
And when it does rain in the morning, that doesn't mean it's going to be raining at night. So don't give up plans to come just in case it's a rainy start to the day.
Tell me about a little about something, somebody else who's that, anything you can give away without giving away the whole story.
Well, but we need to say that Audrey's husband, Bruce, did an amazing amount of research. Now, she did too, all right? It's a combo thing. However, Bruce did a lot of research on some things that were difficult to find the information. And so we need to really compliment him, because without all this research, it's hard for a character, an actor, to build a character, this character of the deceased. One of the ones I've been impressed about that Bruce did was the research for the Cache Creek murders, the four unsolved murders. So one of the victims will be there to talk about that day, when he was murdered, and the other three. It's an unsolved crime to this day. I think it would be fun to know that at your anniversary or at your cemetery tour, tell them about the FBI agent.
Well, Bruce presented this a few years ago at our John Begoy history tour, and the new FBI chief happened to be listening to us. And after Bruce finished talking about the Cache Creek murders, the FBI chief came up to him and said, "My, so this case has never been solved. Perhaps it's time to reopen it."
How interesting. I wonder if he did.
Yeah, I wonder too. We never heard anymore. I also would like to say thank you, though, to Rob Jones, because he asked us to do more cemetery tours this year, and that gave us the opportunity to do additional tours in this storytelling form, because Linda was able to help us get all of that going from material that we had previously.
Well, I think this is one that anybody who's ever said to themselves, "I sure would like to go to the cemetery tour, but I always forget that this is the time to make it, if ever there was a time." And although you do them regularly, I understand.
Oh, well, we only do that once a year, every June 21st and solstice. We hope to continue doing the John Begoy Summer Solstice History Tour. But this, I think, gives an opportunity for people who miss that date to still get a little bit of history and some entertainment along with it.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I'm still looking for more clues as to who we're going to be talking about.
Well, let's see. We named several. Knik Nikolai, do you want to tell them about him?
Well, Knik Nikolai had a difficult life, and he ended up committing several murders and did end up in our cemetery, but the second murder that he did affected our third police chief, and the police chiefs didn't last very long in early Anchorage. The first one was killed after 4 or 5 months in office. The second one quit after he got the job because he said it was too dangerous. And then the third one was done in by Knik Nikolai.
Okay.
Russian Jack, a very important person in this town because everything's named after him. Ah, we have a bit to tell you about Russian Jack and how he killed someone.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have time now to go into it, but that should urge people to come, if nothing else does. Thanks for coming and talking about tonight's interesting tour of the cemetery with actors playing the parts of the deceased, Audrey Kelly and Linda Benson. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
And And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSK's website. The last two performances of TBA's presentation of Last Train to Nibrock by Arlene Hunton, starring Ryan Buin and Sarah Shoemaker, are this weekend at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow at Grant Hall. Run, don't walk. I highly recommend this delightful love story. Go to tbatheater.org or call 677-7529 or just show up at Grant Hall tonight or tomorrow at 7 p.m.
At Cyrano's, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee opens tonight. Performances will be at 7 p.m. Wednesdays through Saturday through August, with a Sunday matinee at 3 on August 21st and August 28th. This comedy is a big hit with audiences, and if you like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The new group Mountain Shack Theater Alaska is presenting live Alaska comedy at the Wildberry Theater this weekend. The shows are local comedy interwoven with old movies about Alaska. Times are 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. Tickets at centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna. Summer performances June 12th through August 31st. On Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets available for all dates at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents The Sleeping Beauty, July 8th through the 23rd. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. For tickets and information, go to AFAA or call 694-8908.
This weekend, the Alaska Theater of Youth presents Tempest the Musical, directed by Stephen Hunt, with music by Tim Tucker, an adaptation of one of Shakespeare's most popular plays. Times are 7:30 tonight and at 3 and 7 tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see The 39 Steps, which runs through August 31st. I saw this play. It's hilarious. It's a spoof on the original. It's very funny. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online or call 868-4913.
The Poetry Parlay on July 20th is celebrating its third birthday. There will be surprises and treats and an announcement, 7 p.m. at Out North on July 20th.
Out North presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch tonight through August 30th. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7 and 10. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Finally, tonight you can go to the original Anchorage Cemetery at the 7th and Cordova entrance to take a free tour of some of Anchorage history with actors telling the stories of the more colorful characters buried there. You can show up anytime between 7 and 9, and it's a self-guided tour. And that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. That's the new site, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.